welcome to this mini pod, Forecast Awesome, here at the Fairy Tale Studio, where celebrating is what we do best. Here is your host and new best friend, Tracy L. Schreiber.
Well, hello, hello, sweet friend. And today I have a special treat for you. I am with Pierre. Say the last name again, Pierre.
Materaña.
And Pierre actually is a farmer with Planet Forward Farms. And the name of his farm is it's abbreviated, M-A-R-S Farm. So it is he and his wife. It's pronounced Boda. And Boda and Pierre. And so I'm so excited today to talk to him. And I was just needing to get his God story. Pierre and his wife and his family, they are actually refugees from the Congo. And they have built this beautiful farm out here. And I'm excited to talk to him today. So, Pierre, what year was it that you came to America? What year?
So, we came in America, but as a refugee.
Yes, yes. In what year?
Because, you know, in Congo, for now, we have over 25 years, Congo is in bad security.
Right, right.
People are killing every day. Until now, if you watch in the media, you'll see what is happening now in our country.
Right,
so
right.
So we traveled from 2010.
Yes.
And then we got a chance to go to reach Kenyan.
Yes, yes. Actually, Benja, your daughter, was telling me about that yesterday.
And there we stay there in the refugee camp. And after that, I got a problem of my stomach because I was very, very, very strong. I got more trauma.
Oh, wow.
According to the climate.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And also the condition, physical condition was not good.
Was not good.
You know, when you are in the camp.
Yes.
As a refugee.
Yes.
There is no school.
Oh, wow.
And my children, one of them, the firstborn, when we ran out, she got the diploma in high school.
Wow.
And the second one was in the last year in high school.
Right.
And the one was in the form four.
Right.
So, as a parent, I was now thinking, what will be the future of my children?
Of your sweet children, right?
So that one gave me more stress until I got ulcers and I was not able to... I didn't hope. I lost the hope.
Yes, in general, yes.
And it created me in ulcers. You want to see,
let me ask you this.
Let's finish. So
okay.
That UNHCR decided to transfer me and my family.
Yes.
In Nairobi City.
Wow.
Okay. God blessed me, and I meet a pastor, and the pastor say, if you can accept this man to become urban refugee.
Yes.
I found a house for him, and there it is a good climate as in Congo.
Wow.
That is why I got this opportunity.
Yes.
And now from there, my children got the chance to back to school.
Wow. Well, let me ask you this.
Yes.
I want to know, how did your wife do through all of this? How was your wife? Was she,
okay.
Did she develop any health problems, or was she kind of the...
Let me tell you, my wife, she contributes so much.
Yes.
Because in the refugees, the same pastor, my wife is a dressmaker.
Wow.
She bought a machine, sewing machine.
Yes.
And now he look where he can make a shop.
Wow.
From there, he got him to sell and to make more dresses for Kenyan women.
Oh, wow, Pierre, that makes me want to cry.
Monthly, we should have maybe $100, $200
wow.
to provide for the food and other things.
Wow, Pierre, that is amazing. I've met your wife. She is just absolutely a lovely, lovely person. Yeah,
and even she was also in college.
Wow.
She's a nutritionist.
Do you know what? A nutritionist?
Yes.
Wow. Oh my gosh, that goes so perfect with farming.
It was the last year for him to graduate to get his diploma in bachelor.
Oh, wow. A bachelor's degree.
So you see more things. I don't know. She contributes too much. And you know, she's very, very wise.
You know what? She's like the Proverbs 31 woman.
Yes,
100%.
You mean, now, accept, for example, when you, as a husband, you are sick.
Yes.
Now, who will take care for the children?
Yeah.
How to take care for the children when you don't have anything in your hands to help them?
Right.
Well, she did now. She make. She thinks about that, how she can get the way to start now to make the dress and sell.
Wow. Wow. I'm just going to cry. Well, I totally honor her, you and her today, actually. Can you tell me a little bit about your farm here and how it works? There's a subscription for it, right?
Yeah, okay, exactly. So, as I after that, 2017, we came here.
Yes.
We get the chance to be here, to be resettled, to go to our resettlement. And when we came here, you know the role of American
for
the refugee.
Yes.
You must find a job.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, but according to my health.
Yes. You needed something that wouldn't stress you out.
Yeah. Now, how to get a job? Which kind of job are you able to do?
Right.
And by chance, I got a friend from Congo.
Yes.
He told me, okay, I'm working at Papa's restaurant, bakery.
Oh, wow.
Are you ready to come? Maybe it is easy to become a dishwasher.
Yes.
No choice. What to do?
Well, I'm sorry, but dishwashing, I don't even own a dishwasher.
Okay.
It's very relaxing, Pierre.
I said, let's come and try. But because, you know, sometimes we are very proud to see how me, I have my diploma in this, to become just, no. So I accepted. So, and I went there, they accept me, they welcome me very well.
Aww.
And from 2017, which month? April?
Yes.
Until 2021.
Wow. Okay, I'm going to tell y'all something. Sometimes I have Pierre in my phone as Pierre Monfrere, but seriously, sometimes he talks me into helping him out on his farm. I'm like, wait, did I say I would do that? So now that I know you are a professional dishwasher, you're going to come to my house and wash some of my dishes. I'm kidding.
Little wonder, is it? I will come and if you have a lot of dish, I can wash and
see. Oh my gosh. No, but seriously,
but
Pierre,
you know, there
is a
difference because the house dishes and the resin is different. The cake and the bread. And there is a machine which you can.
I know. Pierre's like, you don't have an actual dishwashing machine. But anyway, okay, so why don't we tell everybody? So you started farming.
Okay. The same year, I got my neighbor here, Alimasi.
Yes.
So we were driving to go to the church.
Yes.
And I saw the brochure, like a flag.
Wow.
Of Planted Forward. They said, what is it? I said, no, this is a company where I'm doing my farming. And in the brochure, it was a schedule for the training for the new farmers.
Oh, so they had a brochure that you found. And
yes. And I asked, can I go so they can accept me?
Yeah.
I said, okay, go ahead.
Pierre.
And me and Deborah took a bus.
Uh-huh.
They give us the direction, the address.
Yes.
And I went to Plant It Forward at Willow Bend.
Yes.
Okay. They accepted me. They asked me if I love canoe. I say I have some knowledge about that because I did it in my country.
Right.
In the college, I have a diploma in community development.
Nice.
And I did that for almost 10 years.
Pierre.
Yes.
That's amazing.
So.
How perfect.
I helped my members, church.
Uh-huh.
And church, Congo Christian Church.
Yes.
I was a coordinator in our states.
Nice.
So they had 42 acres. Now we should have somebody to manage them.
Right.
To plant some tomato, beans.
So this was out. Mice. This was in the Congo.
Yeah, in Congo. Yes, I did it. I have
So 42 acres of farms in the Congo.
Yeah, but we divide for every denomination.
Right.
Because we have in the Congo Christian Church.
Yes.
We have different kinds of denomination. We have Baptist. We have Methodist. We have Pentecostist. So I was a coordinator for all. To control what they do.
How beautiful is that?
And now they are rural people.
Mm-hmm.
And they are, when they produce, they don't have markets. So it was now me to coordinate all produce and to sell to Red Cross International.
Wow.
So the Red Cross International give us the seeds. Now we distribute for the villagers.
Wow.
The villagers now give us the produce. Now they can sell.
Wow.
Improved seeds.
And so now you're here. And really, when I look at here this story, I think you planted seeds in the Congo.
Yeah, I did.
That sprouted up a harvest in America.
Yes.
So on this property.
The problem is, African, we have our specific crops.
Right. Because
it is a different with here, according to the climate.
So you had to come here and learn.
Now to learn what kind of produce we have in America. In Congo, we had cassava, corn, sweet potatoes, squash, potatoes.
Things that can tolerate the heat, right?
Yes. Now, but here, you know, in Congo, you don't use salad. I know.
We're all about the salad.
Okay, that is why.
That's why we have the 3,000-pound concrete cabbage at the front of the garden.
So
I'll tell you about that later.
I took that opportunity, me and Bora.
Yes.
And we started the training in August 2017.
Yes.
We had just once per week on Saturday.
Oh, wow.
From 8 to 10 to 12. Now, during the 10 months after the training, so this was the training farm, this part which I...
Oh, okay. Now. Okay.
So after the training...
So it's an acre, right?
Yeah. No, 3/4 acre.
3/4 acre. Okay.
Now, planted forward in the end, say, okay, we see Bora, you perform your training, you can occupy this.
Nice. So they kind of have they put you out there to see if you're cut out to be a farmer.
Yes. And now, this farm was very bad. They didn't produce anything.
Oh, wow.
Because it was too much water. So the first thing which I did, I went drainage.
Yes.
And after drainage, I tried how we can raise up the soil.
Yes.
To allow the water to exit, to go out.
And now, Pierre, now you're having me help you lay irrigation.
This one I wish, and one, God have a plan every day.
Say that again.
God, anywhere, he has his people.
Yes.
And he has many ways to help his people.
He sure does. He sure does, Pierre.
You see, for example, if we look in the Bible, the Good Samaritan.
Yes.
Good Samaritan saw somebody was very needy. He said, how? You see?
Uh-huh.
And this man, what he say? He paid fees for
the hotel.
The hotel.
The care.
And the care. And they say, if this man is not enough, do and I will pay after.
Yes.
That is what Tracy did for me. Thank you.
Oh,
And she continued to do for me too. So I can say God sent me a good Samaritan.
Oh, I'm going to cry, Pierre.
Glory to Jesus. Thank you.
Oh, well, Pierre, I feel the same way about you and your family. And I just appreciate you so much coming and sharing your story with us.
Yeah.
And your sweet wife, I love it. His wife, when I see her or I talk to her on the phone, when Pierre's talking to her, she's like, "Hey, Mama!" Oh my gosh, just such a precious, precious family.
Now, you know, in Africa,
yes,
we have different cultures than American culture. Why? In Africa, you cannot call somebody with her name or his name.
Really?
No. Respectfully, if you have an old people.
Oh, so you call a mama,
yeah,
or ma'am or...
Papa, oh, which means daddy.
Oh.
So everybody who is over your age is your dad or your mom.
What about Pierre Monfrere? Is that good?
That is not family. Familiary. Oh. One year becomes a friend.
Oh.
We can call, "Oh, trust me, my sister, Pierre, mon frère." So that is what is good.
Well, we fast-tracked that relationship.
Now we are in America. There is no shame to call somebody. In our country, if you see somebody call an old people, than him, is his name, is no good.
But you know what?
There's something... It is unpolite.
Right.
Yes.
And you know what? I love that people respect and love politeness. That's a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
And I kind of love the fact that you're calling, really, you can call strangers daddy or...
Yes.
That is beautiful. That is so beautiful. It's like, why...
Because you must recognize why God make different steps and different stage in the people.
Oh, that is beautiful.
Yeah.
That is beautiful, Pierre. Well, look, we're going to give, I'm actually going to, when I edit this podcast, I'm going to come back on and I'm going to give all the information, how to get in touch with Planet Forward and Pierre Monfrere. And
one thing again.
Yes, sir.
Which I can add. Before to leave in Congo.
Yes.
I'm sorry to say that. I was a victim of trauma. And the 1998.
Oh, wow.
I was arrested because of the love. One of my friend, pastor, was arrested abusively and was treated, torture.
Oh.
And when I came to the major, the commander was, who did that, say, "This man is not a politician, he's a pastor.
Yes.
Please forgive him, release him." He said, "Okay, you? So you come, you are the judge? Okay, hello. His name is Harry. Harry, come out." She was in the container. "Okay, go out." "No, Pierre," he said, he ordered the soldier, "Put me in the container."
What?
That is a proud of the what I can say, the rebels did from Rwanda. They killed people. I don't know how to say. God, no. And the following day, in the morning, I see the major came. "Okay, yeah, pastor, come out."
Uh-huh.
"Okay, who are you? Who can give me the order to do this?" "Say, no." "Okay, sit down." Me, now.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
Oh.
I have
scars?
An evidence.
Oh.
An evidence with me. I'm sorry. Look.
Pierre. Oh, wow. Wow, Pierre.
And I say, "God, why is this?" I cried only once. I said, "Jesus!" They taught me during maybe 10 minutes.
Uh-huh.
And after they took me, they put me in the container.
Wow.
But God is good.
God is good, Pierre.
The same container has a hole.
You made it out the hole?
Yes.
Pierre!
So that way I received the air to bless.
Oh.
9 days, God living. 9 days in the container.
When did they set you free? After 9 days?
Yes.
Pierre.
And God make another officer, which he is, or grave than him.
Uh-huh.
When he came to visit the prisoners, what he say? You, why are you in the container?
Uh-huh.
There is one who was a Christian, and she was a soldier, a military.
Yes.
A captain, also he was in, who he was. He says, this is a pastor. Really? Why a pastor? We don't know. Come out.
Oh, wow.
Go.
Pierre.
God is good.
That is so beautiful, Pierre.
It is why I'm very, very closely with my God. How can we make 9 days in the container?
You can't keep your life. So Pierre just showed me the scars on his back from how many years ago?
1998 in August.
I mean, I know the name of my podcast is Forecast Awesome.
So,
and to tell you, let me tell them. But to tell you about how his back looks right now and literally the scoops in his back from the torture that they did to him. And put him in a container for 9 days, and then he was able to be set free. Right now, I am so thankful. I am so thankful that God sustained him through that. And really, honestly, that is to see him here today and to see what he's doing, that is only God that did that.
Now, if you see sometime, I force to work, but imagine from there, I became very weakness. No, I'm not ready to work hardly, quickly.
No, right.
That is why. But God is good. He continued to make me alive.
Can I say, Pierre is one of the hardest working dudes I ever met. He really is.
The grace of God.
It is the grace of God.
Yeah, it is not a man or a man willing. No, it's the grace of God.
It sure is. Oh my gosh, Pierre. All right. Well, you know what? We're going to wrap this up for today. And I'm actually going to have you back on and we're going to talk some more.
Okay.
And we're going to talk some more about your farm. But I wanted you to know Pierre's story. And it's a beautiful one of redemption and how he's here and he's making it with his family. And he's safe. He's safe to recover from trauma. And I'm so glad, you know what, that your children aren't going to go through that. Isn't that amazing?
Okay, that is a bad story. I don't like to speak about it because it makes me to back or tire.
Right.
But God is good.
God is good, Pierre.
All the time.
All right. Well, we love you so much.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you so much. And also, what I can add.
Let's hear it.
Maybe to be faithful with God in your life, it makes God to continue to serve more good things for you in the future.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. For sure. You know what? One of the things my dad taught me a long time ago, and it's from the Bible, but he said, when you're plowing a field, that you look to the, put your eyes on one point and you don't look right or left. You look at one point. And so I feel like eyes on Jesus. Don't look to the right. Don't look to the left. Cause at the end, there's something really good.
Yeah. And that's what we are. Today. Thank you.
I love it.
God is good.
I love it. Thank you so much for coming on here, Pierre, and sharing your story with us.
Thank you.
You are a blessing. So thank you, sweet bestie, for stopping by, and thank you for joining me and my friend Pierre. If you would like some more information about Pierre the farmer, then you can go to plantitforward.farm. And look up Pierre the Farmer. So thank you so much for joining us this week, and blessing and awesomeness to you and yours. And thank you for joining me here at Forecast Awesome.